welcome everyone at this session. It's on generalized and mixed models. We have a set of five exciting talks. Let me remind you that the talks are 15 minutes each, followed by 3 minute discussion. And the first presenter is Sophie Jensen from Technical University Denmark. She's a PhD student there, so stay tuned.
Hi, I want to present our new package called MOM, which is an R package for building multiplicative mixed models using the template model builder. So first I want to talk about the multiplicative mixed model in general, and then I want to give some examples on how this model can be applied. And next I want to talk about how you can use our package to fit these multiplicative mixed models. And lastly, I want to talk a bit about how our package actually estimates this nonlinear mixed model. So what is a multiplicative mixed model? It is an extension of a linear mixed model. So it is a model where you have a linear mixed model part and one or more multiplicative terms. And here a multiplicative term is defined as a product of a fixed effect and a random effect, such that the part of this interaction between these two effects is modeled by a random coefficient model where we regress on the fixed effects. Okay, so here's an example of an application. This application is in the field of agriculture, where we have genotype by environment data. So we have plants with different genotypes that are grown in different environments. And often these experiments are replicated. And the response can be, for instance, the height of a plant, it can be the yield of a plant. And if we want to compare different environments, then we will often consider the environments as a fixed effect and the genotype as a random effect. And the multiplicative mixed model will then look like this, where this is the fixed effect of environments, this is the random effect of genotypes, this is the multiplicative term, where we regress on the fixed effect of environments, and the regression coefficient depends on the genotype. And the reason why this makes sense is because some plants with a genotype might be more sensitive to the environment than another plant with a different genotype. So we would expect that also a plant with a sensitive plant will have a larger regression coefficient, where a less sensitive plant will have a smaller regression coefficient. And the last term here is just the part of the interaction that is not described by or explained by the multiplicative term. Then we have another application, which is in the field of sensorimetrics, where we have sensory and consumer data. So for instance, we can have some assessors or judges who try different products and give them a score. And this experiments are also often replicated. And then the multiplicative mixed model will look very similar to the one we had before, where we have the fixed effect of products, the random effect of assessors, and then again this multiplicative term where we regress on the product effects and where the regression coefficient depends on the assessor. And the reason why this multiplicative term makes sense in this situation is because some assessors will use the scale different than other assessors. Some assessors might only use a small part of the scale to distinguish between the products, whereas other assessors will use entire scale, give a really low score or a really high score to some products, and therefore it makes sense to do this regression. And then again, this last term is just the unexplained part of the interaction, which comes naturally because these judges are human beings, so they will of course disagree sometimes between the products. Some will prefer other products, while others will prefer some other products. This will be more clear in a couple of slides, where I will analyze a data set Yes, that's what they say. But more general, we can say that that this multiplicative mixed model can be useful in every situation where we have an interaction between a random effect and a fixed effect. And this model gives a better interpretation of the interaction, and it gives improved statistical inference in the cases where this multiplicative term is actually significant. And in the cases where it's not significant, we can instead use this model to validate the linear mixed model. Okay, so now to an example where I have chosen some data from Bang & Olufsen, which is a Danish company that produces televisions. And in this experiment, we have 8 assessors who scored 12 products and 2 replications. And in this experiment, we have 15 attributes that the assessors scored the products from. We have, for instance, cutting, we have sharpness of movement, we have color saturation, etc., etc. But in my analysis, I've only chosen to analyze this cutting attribute, which is how well these televisions actually cut the picture. Okay, so normally when we have this type of data, it is really common to just use a simple two-way ANOVA model, where again we have this random effect of assessor, fixed effect product, and then this random interaction. But the problem with this model is that this interaction term accounts not only for the actual disagreement, but also for these different uses of scale that these assessors have. And what I mean by different use of scale, I will illustrate by these plots where I have chosen 2 assessors from this data set, where we can see that this assessor, you can see the products here are the different colors, and then the scores here. And we can see that this assessor uses a really small part of the scale to distinguish between the products. We see a small tendency that the products in this end gets a lower score than the products in the other end. But it's not that easy to see because he only separates it between such in a such small range. Whereas this assessor uses a much larger part of the scale. We see that he has actually the same tendency, but now it's just much more clear because he uses a wider range to distinguish between the products. And when we are in this situation, it is more appropriate to use this multiplicative mixed model, where we regress here on the products. We assume that these regression coefficients follow a normal distribution, which means zero, such that the assessors, which uses a larger part of the scale than average, will have a positive coefficient, whereas assessors that use a smaller part of the scale than an average judge will have a negative coefficient. And this type of models can be fitted by our new package model. So now I will show you how you use our package to fit this model. First, we have some data, and then we use this function, which is also called MOM, to fit this multiplicative model. The syntax is really similar to the normal LM function. Also to the Elmer function for linear mixed effects models. So first here we have the model formula, and then we have the data set used in this analysis. And it is worth noting that how to specify this multiplicative term. So we do this by this MP, and where we have the random effect and then the fixed effect. And here is the output, where we see the fixed effects here in the bottom, and then the estimated variance components here, where this here is the standard deviation of our regression coefficients. We also have a function called RANF to estimate the random effects in this model. And here we see the effect of assessors, which was the A in the model. And here are the regression coefficients with has a negative coefficient, and SSS7, which is in the lower plot, has the largest positive coefficient. And again, to illustrate this model fit, I have plotted the fitted regression lines for these two SSs, where we again see, as expected, that SSS2, the red line, the red scores, has a lower slope, smaller slope, and SSS7 has a larger slope, because he uses a much larger part of this, or his scores are much more spread out on the scale. We also have a function called confit to compute the confidence intervals for the model parameters. And this can be a bit time consuming because we need to compute the profile likelihoods for each of these parameters to estimate the confidence intervals. But in this function, we have chosen to make it such that you can specify which of the parameters that you're interested in to save a couple of minutes if you don't want to compute all of the confidence intervals. Okay, lastly, we have a function called LRT to compute the likelihood ratio tests for testing two nested models against each other, similar to the normal ANOVA function, where you can put in two different models and test them against each other. So for instance, if we want to test the effect, or test the significance of this interaction, of this agreement effect, then we can specify the model without this disagreement effect, then fit the model against the MOM, and then we can use this LRT function with the original model first and then the reduced model. And then we get this output where we can see the p-value here, where we see that in this case actually this disagreement effect was not zero. And now I want to explain how our package fit these multiplicative mixed models. And it does that by making use of the template model builder. And what is this template model builder? It is a recently developed R package called TMB. It is similar to the AD model builder R package, where AD stands for automatic differentiation. But this TMB package is faster. And it simply allows for fast maximization of the Laplace approximation to the marginal plot likelihood, such that we, in a really fast manner, can get the maximum likelihood estimated model parameters. And how does this package work? It works by the user defines a C++ template with the negative joined log likelihood, and then the derivatives of this joined log likelihood function is estimated really accurately by automatic differentiation. And then these derivatives are used to construct the Laplace approximated marginal log likelihood. And then again, the derivatives of this Laplace approximation is estimated. And then the Laplace approximation and its derivative are then used to optimize the likelihood function by just a standard optimization routine, for instance, LMUB, which gives out the parameters and their uncertainties. And again, the advantage of this package is that, as I mentioned before, that it is faster than the already known AD model builder, and speed up ranges from 1.5 to 100, with greatest speed ups for larger models. It is fast for models containing up to 1 million random effects and 1,000 fixed effects. And the speed makes it possible to conduct simulation studies and to compute these profile likelihood based confidence interval in a reasonable time. But with our package, the user completely avoids the coding of C++ templates. And as you saw before, it is really user-friendly, really simple to use. And our package can be downloaded here from GitHub. So, that's it.
Thank you very much. So we have 4 or 5 minutes for questions. Are there any questions? Yes?
The way you choose your factors in the GE example, genotype environment, to be a random or a fixed effect,
mm-hmm.
is that invertible, or would that be completely giving different results? Or
You only choose the environments to be fixed when you want to compare the environments. But yeah, you can switch them around.
Okay.
It depends on what you want to do.
Other questions?
So the likelihood ratio test you showed tests in our hypothesis that the variance of this Vij is zero. So this is on the boundary of the parameter space that you run into troubles with there?
Yeah, we can have some problems with the degrees of freedom of the test, which might actually be closer to 1/2 than 2. But as I recall, you can just multiply the p-value with 2.
Well, I'm never sure, but
you definitely have an issue there. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Wait a minute. Then the question is: your slides suggested that you can use different optimizers. So could you? So you have the model in the model, so in the TV package, mm-hmm. and then could you use could you come up with your own optimizer to actually fit the parameters?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Does the model take higher order interactions or currently higher order?
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, this is still a quite new thing, but yeah, still under development, but yeah.
I have a question. So